W224EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Republicans' plan to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas goes down in defeat last night. The move failed, even though House Speaker Mike Johnson thought that he had the votes. Donald Trump has until Monday to appeal to the Supreme Court following an appeals court panel's decision that Trump does not have blanket immunity for his actions while in office. ABC legal analyst Dan Abrams has more on the ruling.
It was a rebuke of every single argument that Donald Trump's legal team had made and every argument that Donald Trump has been making publicly. It was unequivocal in saying that there is no way that the president can have complete immunity based on any action that he took as president. And their position was, well, unless he's been impeached and convicted. And the court saying, in effect, that doesn't make any sense.
A Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Israeli leaders in Tel Aviv after Hamas responds to plans for another ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin man who pepper-sprayed police during the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol is sentenced to 3 years in prison. Federal authorities say Riley Casper of Pulaski was part of a group that broke through a gate and chased police officers down. On social media, he posted that pepper-spraying them was, quote, satisfying. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths at Wisconsin State Universities and technical colleges. The bill's author is Representative Clint Moses, who says the target is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
It would do away with all DEI on our campuses altogether. So I know the UW had submitted written testimony, and they'll say it's not happening, and this bill takes care of it once and for all and eliminates it from our universities.
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Fort Atkinson is one of at least 8 area school districts going to referendum this April to raise their operational funds. Nathan Nitt is their director of business services. He says the money is needed for the day-to-day operations of running a school.
Salaries, it would be transportation costs, so our busing kids to and from school, technology, insurance costs, everything that goes into running a school district.
Fort Atkinson schools are asking for $6.5 million a year for the next 3 years. Officials at the University of Wisconsin in Madison are investigating a case of tuberculosis on campus. A student who had active tuberculosis was on campus in December, and officials are notifying everyone who had close contact with the student. Campus officials have released few other details of the incident. There were 10 reported cases of the disease in Dane County last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on WestUniversityFamilyDentistry.com.
The Bucks lose to the Suns. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were shorthanded and lost to the Suns in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis played, but without Lillard, Middleton, and Brooke Lopez. The Bucks are now 1-4 since they hired Doc Rivers to replace Adrian Griffin as head coach. Rivers blames part of that on the team's schedule.
You know, the Utah game, you kind of knew, you know, altitude, back-to-back. I mean, whoever scheduled a Dallas, Utah, have never been on an airplane in their life, you know, or no time zones. I guarantee you when they looked at that before the year started, they were like, this was going to be a brutal game for us. So it's probably all that.
The Bucks are back home tomorrow night against Minnesota. NFL, the Packers' new linebackers coach is Anthony Campanile, formerly of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have hired Joe Barry to replace him. And former Packers and Bears assistant coach Luke Getsy hired yesterday as the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more of that fog and freezing drizzle out there this morning, and then it's going to stay mostly cloudy here throughout the day. But it is going to be mild, up to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, light rain, but once again, mild with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important...
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
Let's use the theme from Veep, since that Morning Joe already used Curb Your Enthusiasm for yesterday's exercise in Republican Party clown show effery.
Just so dumb.
Okay, I have to say, I think in my life, I've never seen a day like yesterday. Our friend Brooklyn Dad Defiant summed it up. What a day we just had. Trump's immunity quest denied. MAGA Mike Johnson loses four Republicans in a failed impeachment vote. Nikki Haley defeated by none of these candidates. President Biden cruises to an easy, dominant Nevada victory. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, oh, Ronald McDaniel is stepping down because...
oh, did you see
Donald
that?
Trump probably told her to. Oh, and he's going to put an election denier guy from North Carolina in. Yep. So,
yeah, Matt Gaetz wants Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so magical. See?
Did they have makeup
sex? Did they have makeup sex?
They must have.
No, they didn't. He's not young enough.
Oh, no, she twin said, much like his anti-vax supporters, Trump now has no immunity. That's funny.
That is funny.
That's funny because it brings in all the issues. Wow. Wow, wow. I think we just did not realize how really, really good Nancy Pelosi was at this. She never took a vote. She knew she wasn't going to win.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
And then there's Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, whining because Al Green voted because he came back from the hospital to vote. That's
accused
his job.
The Democrats of hiding him away.
Hiding him.
That was sneaky.
As if that would have made any difference.
By the way, did you see that? Did you hear the boos after Mike Johnson? That she was leading the Howler Monkey caucus.
She's a screech monkey.
She is. She's awful.
Mm-hmm. And then they had the Israel vote, which they didn't need to do.
No.
And then he lost that, too.
Yeah.
Because, oh, my God. But no Ukraine aid. How does anyone want to take a guess on exactly how shouty Malcolm Nance will be today? Oh, the headline, Russian general admits Ukraine is just a stepping stone to invade Europe. Okay.
I know. So I'm going to trigger him.
What we've been saying. Oh, and also Tucker Carlson was over there interviewing Putin to get Putin's talking points about Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for the traitors, Republican Putin puppets in Congress to vote against Ukraine aid. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have I summed up?
I think so.
Donald Trump has no immunity. He has not immunity.
That broke during our show yesterday.
Yeah, it did. Just in time for Allison Gill.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
God loves us and wants us to have nice things.
God also loves a terrier.
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. Well,
terriers don't like their feet touched.
Specifically their nails.
Okay.
Well, you have to touch their feet to get to their nails.
Podicures without CBD distillery for dogs. Okay. Okay. Oh, we also have an extra. It's already Man Meat Wednesday with Bob Seska and Malcolm Nance and Carlos S. Rocky. And then what did we do? We added an extra slab of Frank the Gloozy.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
A little G-Man action.
Wowee. G-Spot Man. G-Spot Man is what I call him. Yeah.
It's got a new book coming out.
Uh-huh. Yes. And we, obviously, the Ethan Crumbly. This is just this morning. This is the thing, too. These lunatics are putting this on, you know, social media now. So I guess as to make the FBI easier to find them. Me and millions of other gun-loving Americans are just waiting until Trump gives us the green light to take to the streets and start gunning down Democrats. This guy, I don't know who that guy is.
He's a guy, but his face is there. You hear his voice. You can totally identify him.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Okay. So you know what, Chris? I feel this may be, I need to get my my own fart machine. Because I know sometimes you're a little slow with the, fart wop and the gurgle, which are my favorites. I think we need to put those in my box. But okay. So it was a good day yesterday, right?
It was.
The no immunity, which was expected. However... did you listen to a lot of the legal experts talking about, it's the Supreme Court. It is hard to know. That's what a lot of legal experts are saying, mm-hmm. And first of all, they're just so arrogant already. And, you know, they may just go, oh no, we're the Supreme Court. We need to, you know, put our stamp on this. And ironically, if they would give Trump the immunity that even if they're going to rule against it, which any sane legal person would say they're going to rule again. There is no such thing as forever presidential immunity, right? But I hope they don't take it, it's done, but you know, when you hear them talking about the whole cert or en banc,
there you go.
I don't know why.
Actually, I hear Law and Order when I hear en banc.
Yes, they could do cert or a stay, but they're saying basically if they give Trump the delay that he's asking for, that could be giving him immunity if it's still after the election, and God forbid he wins.
Won't. They're not going to do it.
I don't know. I know. Neil Katyal and others. See, that's what happens, Chris. I get my tummy settles, and then someone else says something else.
Ellie Honig says that.
I know, we have that.
Oh, your favorite legal blocker.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's listen then. Let's do it. Let's Ellie Honig on CNN.
So
biggest picture, huge win for Jack Smith. Unequivocal win for Jack Smith. The language in this ruling is very strong. They forcefully reject Donald Trump's immunity arguments. There's really three major findings that the D.C. Court of Appeals makes here. First of all, they reject this notion of blanket immunity. They say it is not and cannot be that a president simply can never be charged for anything that happens during his time in office.
Neil Katyal said, I do not think the Supreme Court will hear Trump's appeal. Of course, anything can happen, and it takes four of the nine justices to vote to hear a case. That's what gives me Right. It takes five, right, to grant a stay. It takes four.
Just to listen to this
case. Just to
hear
it. And even if they're going to, of course, vote, no on this, if it gives him the delay, that's you might as well. I can't even read that part of the story, Chris. When I get down to the place where it says Trump gets an office, he can just magically, because he'll be a dictator then, and everything just goes.
I know. I'm already looking at the real estate in Mexico.
Yeah, no more rule of law in America. Anyway, he said, of course, anything can happen. It takes four of the nine justices to vote to hear a case.
Right.
But Trump's argument is so weak and the Court of Appeals decision is so thorough and well done, I can see SCOTUS voting not to hear it.
They're not going to. They don't want to.
I hope they stay out of politics. But, they're so political. You're going to tell me, Alito and Thomas aren't, purely political? What do you call it?
They need to convince two others.
Thomas's wife is an insurrectionist.
They need to convince two others.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was listening to the legal analysis more Ellie Honig.
Second, the Court of Appeals in D.C. says, if we're asking the question whether Donald Trump's conduct was inside his job as president or outside his job as president, they say he was out of bounds here. He's not covered because he was out of bounds. So even if there is some immunity for stuff that's inside the presidency, way out of it. And then finally, they reject this. I think we discussed it at the time, argument that, a president can only be indicted if he has first been impeached by the House and convicted by the Senate.
You don't even have to be a lawyer, right?
Right.
Trump can just go shoot somebody because he's not in office anymore, but he's still That's complete immunity. People were saying Nixon and Clinton obviously were aware they could be charged. That's why Nixon got pardoned. That's why Clinton did a deal to lose his law license.
And that's cited in this decision. Yeah. It's cited.
Yeah. Thank you. One more, Ellie Honig.
Was Donald Trump somehow within the scope of his job? The court writes, former President Trump's alleged efforts to remain in power despite losing the 2020 election were, if proven, an unprecedented assault on the structure of our government. He allegedly injected himself into a process in which the president has no role, thereby undermining the constitutionally established procedures and the will of Congress. They say, not even close, absolutely outside of the bounds here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not part of his job. You know, he's like, it's part of my job to make sure this is free and fair elect.
No, you were trying to overturn results you did not like.
Right.
And, you know, I have to hope that we talked about the 60 cases that he brought. They did show urgency then because obviously we needed a resolution. I hope there is urgency here from the courts to go, we have got to.
They're not going
to
hear it.
They're not going to hear it.
Okay. Wow. I can't believe Chris is soothing me. Could you tell me I'm beautiful, please? Pet my new extensions.
I'm not going to pet your extensions.
Pet my extensions and tell me I'm beautiful.
Yeah, but you can't feel them then. We have to pet your actual hair.
Right.
They're not sewed into my actual head like surgery.
What are they sewn into then?
They're sewn into your hair.
Yeah. So go check it out. See what's up back there.
They sew it kind of into your hair. It's not good for your hair.
So, like, after
a... It's better than the tape in...
After a month, when your hair grows, like, a quarter inch?
8 weeks. They last 8 weeks. And then they have to tighten them again. Then I need to be resewn. I need to go to a seamstress and be resewn.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
Jen Rubin summing up. On this day, Republicans cannot get the votes for a bogus impeachment. Senate Republicans sink their own border security measure. Mm-hmm. And Trump gets slapped down by the D.C. Circuit. This is the MAGA GOP. Is it me that I can't imagine one person voting for this whole... hot mess.
I can't imagine either, but people will.
Can we start just referring to, like, does Nikki Haley have to be referred to as
less than
lost to none of the above? Even I didn't lose to none of the above in the junior Miss pageant. Even I shook out a fourth runner up.
Granted, she didn't spend a dime in Nevada.
True.
It didn't spend a single dime. And but these are bad headlines for her.
Terrible.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, and the point is that the caucus matters in Nevada and not the primary. Yeah. So what was the point of her bothering?
And by the way, Ron McDaniel, who should be in jail for, aiding and abetting the insurrection and the vote fraud and the whole fake elector scheme, is not MAGA enough now.
Right.
Now he got a pure election denier that runs the North Carolina GOP.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what a Trump 2 would be like, right? All Goebbels. Just everybody's Goebbels.
It's too bad they're not gerbils because they're cute.
I didn't mean to giggle when I said that.
Definitely not cute.
No, Goebbels not cute. Gerbils, on the other hand, are adorable.
Are cute. Yes.
My dad interrogated Goebbels.
Wow.
Famously.
Oh. Yes. I told you. In the original German?
No, my dad didn't speak German. Oh. There were translators at Nuremberg. Okay, listen, Chris. Did one of our friends call Goebbels my dad's poker buddy? I'm like, he played poker. He interrogated him.
That was Jim Ward that called your dad that.
Your dad and Goebbels playing poker at Nuremberg.
Your dad's poker buddy.
You scamp. by the way, the happy hour with my best friend, Dr. Wanda, wildly popular. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the feedback, because I'm telling you, this is Bambi is also a psychologist, and she tweeted, tonight I recalled the personal impact of 4 years of Trump. First, it was the terror realizing he won. Second, as a therapist, knowing the horrifying repercussions. Third, I was hypervigilant, never able to fully relax, always waiting for the irrevocable. I can't do another 4 years. Thank you, Bambi. I'm with you. That's why we're going to have to do Dr. Wanda as a regular Zoom segment from Australia, because this year is going to be terrifying enough with even the possibility, right, of it, just the endless possibilities. So we wait till what now, Monday, to find out? He's got till Monday.
To file. I think he already did search. File his, I think he yes. filed the appeal.
Certs with Retson.
Of course, certs with Retson. How old are we? That's old.
Oh my God, we've all become like armchair lawyers. We're like, what is that? What's en banc? What's a cert? What's happening?
I know what en banc is. I know what cert is.
Certs is a breath mint with retsin. There's two mints
and
in
then
one.
And then you click them together and they go sparkly.
You're going to have fascism now with retsin. Okay. There is already, of course, a statement from the bassinet. Oh, it's got a big drum thing. So you know it's...
Without presidential immunity, the presidency will lose its power and prestige.
No.
And other some leaders have no power at all. The presidency will be consumed by the other branches of government. That's not what our founders wanted.
Wow. Super drama-kingy this morning.
Our founders also didn't want the president to break the law.
Thank you.
Yeah, they didn't envision us putting a giant crook in the Oval Office, convicted felon. Oh, by the way, that's like... I think he's referring to like the movie The Blob. Remember that?
I think
the presidency will be consumed by the other branches of government.
By the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Or The Blob. I'm sorry. We're under a little stress because it's been raining since the beginning of time.
It's not raining this morning.
It is not.
We got a little break. Oh, it's going to start. We have one more rainstorm coming today, tonight, whenever.
Yeah, but when we're asleep.
We're like 5 or 6 o'clock. Oh, that's...
Yeah, we're
we'll be in bed.
Yeah.
Who cares? This was my favorite tweet yesterday. This rainstorm wouldn't be stuck over L.A. if it had listened to me and taken the 105 to the 605 and avoided the 110.
Well, duh.
You can't
what are you doing? You're taking
you can take the 105 to the 6.
Yeah, it goes up there.
You're taking the 110, you're going to be here for days. It's the Californians. See,
native.
What are you doing?
Now, if you were born here when I was, we didn't use the numbers.
There's the bottleneck into the 101.
We didn't use the numbers.
It got stuck. The storm got stuck in the bottleneck from the 101 to the 110. And that's
you mean the Ventura Freeway or the Hollywood Freeway or the San Diego Freeway or the Golden State Freeway or...
Pomona Freeway.
I remember my first move here, and it just
took the Santa Monica Freeway.
It didn't say what direction. First of all, you had your like Thomas Guide covering your entire windshield.
So getting on the freeway here is awful.
So you couldn't drive, and then it would just tell you to Norwalk, and you're like, "Where's Norwalk? What is Norwalk? Is that north or south? How would I know? It didn't have north or south.
Norwalk is one of the gateway cities.
That's what happened to the storm. The storm's like, I don't know which. It's not labeled which way's east, west, north, south. It just says, I just
what.
Well, take the San Diego Freeway to the Ventura Freeway to get into the valley.
Well, it took the San Diego Freeway, but the San Diego Freeway goes nowhere near San Diego.
Exactly.
Go figure.
It turns
I
into
speak
the
for all
State.
Of us when I say to the storm, "Where are you, dude?" Okay. Yes, we're really late. Chris won't give me the thing.
The morning rant.
So I keep stretching until Grandpa remembers that I need the thing here. Okay, 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Food. That's what the morning staring. The morning staring contest is brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Because Bonnie and Clyde, they just sit right here and stare, just
lovingly,
a hole directly into my soul.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yes, but that means where is the Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend? That's what they want. Okay, it is raw, it is freeze-dried, it is delicious. That's why they go crazy. By the way, when Jody couldn't make it in because of the weather, we called Sean Comiskey, who called us back a few minutes before 9, which apparently is when he gets up now.
Because he doesn't have to get up.
You know why? Because it used to take him hours to get Hefe to eat because he's a picky eater. But now I gave him... We did like a ceremony here from Lion King.
We did.
Played the music. I handed him a bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
And it was beautiful.
And now Hefe is, you know,
well whatever. Fed.
Yeah, and Sean, of course, is in bed eating bonbons until almost noon Eastern.
He was in Morro Bay.
Whatever.
He's far away from here.
It is made of real ingredients, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, fruits, veggies, and they absolutely love that. Raw, freeze-dried flavors. My listeners can get 54% off their first order plus a free size pack of Tilly's Treasures. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
I don't mean to ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off, and not 20% off, or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
and 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping, always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, Miller, and get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts. That's Miller. Again, Miller.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Yeah, this is a story.
Stephanie Miller.
Nasty dog. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I decided to go with the Shadow Four Delicious Donnie Dolhan's Off the Cuff Tour in honor of Frank Luguzzi being on today and the rulings against Trump. I did want to wear my Stand with Ukraine shirt because Malcolm Nance is coming up. It's hard. It's, you know, girls' wardrobe choices. Oh, also the Stephanie Miller Show regrets the error.
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. My brain is waterlogged from the rain here in L.A. My father, who was an assistant Nuremberg prosecutor, interrogated Goering, not right. Goebbels.
Right. Goebbels committed suicide in the bunker in Berlin. Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Stephanie Miller regrets the Nazi-related error.
Well, their names both begin with G.
Grr.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And
they sound grr.
Neither of them was my father's poker pal, as Jim Ward once said. Okay. Speaking of hunky man-meetses, Bob Seska. Lots to talk about. Lots of Shadowport deliciousness.
See?
Coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfires could be a problem in Wisconsin this spring. The Department of Natural Resources says warm weather and a lack of snow will likely make conditions dry this spring. The DNR says Wisconsin has already had one small wildfire. That was Saturday in Fairchild near Eau Claire. New farmers trying to get their operations started in Wisconsin are learning about leasing land. Kelly Wilfert is a farm management outreach specialist with the University of Wisconsin Extension.
Land is very expensive when you're competing against farmers who have assets already built up that they can leverage in order to afford that land.
Wilfert says leasing land allows new farmers to invest money in equipment. About a third of all farmland in Wisconsin is leased. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The State Department of Natural Resources is removing their fish consumption advisory from fish caught in Black Earth Creek in western Dane County. The DNR says that PFAS levels in the creek have dropped to low enough levels to warrant dropping the advisory. PFAS can be found in fish caught in waters with high PFAS concentrations and have been linked to birth defects and certain kinds of cancer. Officials still recommend eating just one fish per month caught out of the Yahara chain of lakes around Madison. Young patients at Unity Point Health will have more privacy over their health records starting next week. Parents of patients ages 14 to 17 will have limited access to health records, only being able to see visit notes, medications, and test results for their teenage patients. Unity Point officials say that new technology allows them to provide as much transparency as possible while also protecting a minor's right to confidentiality. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We have more of that fog and freezing drizzle out there this morning, and then it's going to stay mostly cloudy here throughout the day. But it is going to be mild, up to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, light rain, but once again, mild with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The lady from Georgia has been given this worthless trinket of a consolation prize, the opportunity to bring the slapstick impeachment drive against a cabinet member of unimpeachable integrity who has obviously committed no treason, no bribery, no high crimes, no misdemeanors, nothing indictable or even indictable.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap, Jamie. Jamie Raskin. Chris, who said they hid one of their members waiting till the last minute watching to see our votes, trying to throw us off on the numbers that we had versus the numbers they had.
Wilma Flaghoople.
No, that was Marjorie Taylor Greene whining.
We didn't hide Al Green.
No,
he was in the hospital.
He showed up to vote.
In scrubs.
He was in the hospital with the horse.
Right.
Yes, there is a horse in the hospital. What? Okay. Hey, look who's here.
What? Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, hi. Money. Hi. Hi, Bob Seska. Hi.
Good morning, Stephanie. Hi. I. Suffice to say, the idea of math completely flummoxed Marjorie Taylor Greene. In fact, not just any math, adding one to something else
right.
has completely stymied her. Like, oh my God, how did we, what's going on here? What they added someone? There's an extra number that.
I mean, Bob, you and amazing. I have been talking about politics a long time. I don't think I've ever seen a day yet, like yesterday, that this party, it's not just, oh my God, I don't even
feels
know where
good,
you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Ron McDaniel steps down. Nikki Haley loses to, hang on one second. Oh, right. Charlotte Clymer said voters in Nevada GOP primary were presented with three choices, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, and none of these candidates. And of course, none of these candidates won.
Right.
They voted for Mike Pence to be hung. He won that primary.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And to be clear about Ronna McDaniel, she's the latest scapegoat for Donald Trump.
Yes.
Because this is everything that's going haywire with the Republican Party. And Rachel Maddow did a great A block the other night detailing all the things that are going sideways and janky with the Republicans.
Yeah.
This is all because of Donald Trump. It has nothing really to do with Ronna McDaniel other than the fact that she's been enabling him and dancing around him like everyone else does. And finally, she, just like Rudy Giuliani before her or Steve Bannon or any of these guys, Scaramucci and all the rest of them, gets burned as soon as she gets too close to Donald Trump. Eventually, all the people near Donald Trump will be steamrolled by Donald Trump, by this 9 foot tall giant baby crushing, you know, cities and buildings. And
and Speaker Johnson skedaddles without even talking to reporters. It's hard to be the worst speaker ever, but oh my God, he didn't even need to do the Israel vote, and they lost that too. What a day yesterday.
There's a big lesson in what Mike Johnson has accomplished or not accomplished yesterday, and this goes back to when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House. And while the Nancy Pelosi House of Representatives passed a lot of amazing progressive legislation prior to the changeover in leadership, the fact of the matter is that some of the things that we wanted to be introduced before Congress wasn't, mainly because there weren't the votes.
Right. Yeah.
And we see what it looks like when a vote is brought to the floor and fails miserably.
And Speaker Johnson,
that's embarrassing. That's humiliating.
He says he's going to do it again. He says he's going to do it again. He's going to bring it up again. He's going to lose again. It's just the whole party is
doing it.
An exploding comedy cigar. I mean, and by the way, this Trump statement, Bob, I know we normally I wallow in the Chatterfoy deliciousness.
Right.
But I'm a little part down, a little rumbly tumbly. But his statement, if immunity is not granted to a president, every future president who leaves office will be immediately indicted by the opposing party. Well, as a lot of people said, first of all, that's a threat.
Right. It is a threat. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly what that is. That's Donald Trump saying that if I become president, I'm going to prosecute everybody. Doesn't matter if there's evidence or any cause whatsoever to do it. I'm just going to do it because I am your retribution.
Yeah.
That's his role. And he's forecasting that. He's saying it. He's not really talking about future history of what's going to happen, the back and forth.
Yeah.
Because, granted, without Donald Trump, the Republican Party still was all about revenge, just doing things, petty revenge, just because the other guys did it.
Yeah.
And so that's what the entire party is geared around. Now that the party is being replaced by this one guy, as Rachel was saying the other night, he's controlling all of these levers.
It's the Democratic Party and a guy, guy.
Right. And all the levers of power are now geared toward elevating Donald Trump and maintaining his power, which he will hopefully be denied from this fall. Right.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch the panic. If, in fact, you know, a lot of legal experts are right, the Supreme Court doesn't hear this and bam, you know, you've got a convicted felon now.
Yep.
You know, all the polling shows is going to go down in flames, and this is this is exactly what they deserve.
And the thing I keep thinking about, Stephanie, is during his first loser one term that he served, I wonder if he was going around the White House assuming that he had presidential immunity and committing all kinds of crimes that maybe we don't even know about. Right. We've got no hint about, because he was just doing them. And, you know, his people would come up to him and go, sir, you know, he'd do a sir story.
Tears in my eyes.
Sir, that's against the law. And he goes, no, presidential immunity. It's like David Rose in that episode of S Creek, where he assumes everything is a tax write-off. You should be buying that, David. No, don't worry about it. It's a write-off. And that's true.
By the way,
don't worry about it. You can confirm,
Bob, that you and I have never had a conversation that didn't start with me calling you sir with tears in my eyes. Sir, could I have that fart sound effect you used?
Which is always an indication that Donald Trump is making something up. Whenever he starts a story by saying, sir, and doing that voice mocking his generals or whatever, that's a made-up story.
I mean, you added to my rumbly tumbly yesterday. You say on day one of his dictatorship, Trump will reinstate Schedule F, an executive order he initially signed in October 2020, removing civil service protections, making it possible for him to replace career government employees with loyalists who are being recruited as we speak. And you said, how can Trump stay in office beyond 4 years in violation of 22nd Amendment? Project 2025 is interviewing Trump loyalists for 50,000 federal jobs, including law enforcement. DOJ will be put under direct control of the president. Who's going to remove him? I mean, that's one of the reasons, Bob. I hope people are right that the Supreme Court won't take this, because there's no use for a Supreme Court, as Glenn Kirshner says to us, if he's granted total immunity, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if there's no law enforcement mechanism within the federal government that's willing to, say, for example, drag him out of the White House after his would-be next term would expire, then he can stay in indefinitely. It doesn't matter. It's not like John Roberts is going to go knocking on the door of the White House and say, hey, listen, it's time to go, and drag Donald Trump out by the scruff. That's not going to happen. So what Donald Trump wants to do, and this sounds super conspiratorial, this sounds like partisan hyperbole. I grant you that. But the fact of the matter is that Project 2025 is real.
Yeah.
Donald Trump really did sign an executive order in October of 2020.
We can't be called conspiracy theorists because they wrote it down.
Right.
right. Well, he created this Schedule F, which means he could fire any government employee at will. Doesn't matter what the cause was, anything like that. And replace those people with obviously loyalists. And Project 2025 is a real thing established by the Heritage Foundation to establish permanent Republican control of this nation. And it just so happens that Donald Trump is the one on deck to take over that control. And he is going to use and abuse that to the fullest extent.
Yeah.
50,000 federal workers are going to be replaced by Donald Trump loyalists. And that includes drawing not only any disloyalists out of the Department of Justice and replacing them with loyalists, but also bringing the Department of Justice under the direct control of the White House, which means Donald Trump will have unlimited power to do whatever the hell he wants and stay for as long as he wants.
Yeah.
This is 1,000% real.
Yeah. Well, I assume you finishing taping your show is what brought on this fantastic ruling on immunity.
And actually, the universe was on our side
yesterday because
it happened right before our show.
Right.
For a change.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, something has happened.
I'm doing something right. I'm putting out good vibes, getting them in return. Yeah.
Where are you on this? You probably heard us talking that, of course, this is great news, and a lot of people think the Supreme Court is not going to take it. But, of course, I just think the Supreme Court's so political. And there is at least four political hacks on there that you think they could give him exactly what he wants, which is enough delay till after the election.
Right.
How are you feeling about it? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think Donald Trump, as far as the immunity decision, Donald Trump still got a little bit of what he wanted, which was a delay in one of these trials, in the D.C. January 6th trial. And so, good job, but you know what? It's now going to continue as though nothing ever happened, because that was part of the immunity ruling for the D.C. Circuit yesterday, that the trial should proceed afoot or apace and not be delayed any further. So that's obviously good news. The thing I'm curious about, though, to see will occur tomorrow in the Supreme Court when they hear oral arguments on this 14th Amendment Section 3 issue. And what I'm predicting here on that is, I think the conservatives on the court will say that there's no established definition of what insurrection is. They're going to say, well, does this rise to the level of Jefferson Davis and the Confederacy seceding from the Union and declaring war against the United States? I don't know. I don't think so. It was just a thing that happened for a few hours in the afternoon. And I think that's where they're going to try to weasel their way in to disrupt this removal from the ballot. I'm not feeling particularly confident in how that's going to go.
It's going to be a very rumbly, tumbly week. Yeah. one of the things you and I love to talk about is when Trump stumbles and then he tries to make it seem like he meant to do that. Like you always say, Pee Wee Herman, I meant to do that, when he wipes out on his bike, right? Because he said supply...
Magnified fortune, et cetera.
Yeah. Right. When he said yesterday, supply change. It's a new term we came up with. He meant supply chain. But anyway, here, just take a listen. Yeah, 16. Which one is it, 15? Trump?
15? 16 is the one with that.
Yes, indeed.
What happens if he gets back in for 4 more years?
I think the country's finished. I do.
In what regard?
I think it's not going to be able to function. I think it's, look at even things like supply change. Things we never even heard about. You never heard that term. Everything worked under me. It all worked.
Okay, first of all, I speak fascist. 999. Secondly.
999999999! There it is.
First of all, we never heard of it because you just made it up right now. It's supply chains, you moron. Anyway, you said supply from the great American memory hole, Donald Trump's 2019 pre-COVID manufacturing recession, you know, by the alleged businessman president who builds things. Meanwhile, thanks to President Biden, new factory construction has tripled since Trump left office. I mean, and in the also, as Jody just was, I think, implying, in the COVID memory hole.
Thank you.
Supply chains did not work during you. We were wiping our ass with coffee filters. Of your disastrous, I mean, oh my God, he will go down in history as the worst response to a pandemic ever. I mean, what do you mean the supply chains all work great under you? We were here. Yeah.
You could see all of the boats stacked up offshore here in Long Beach. Angeles until Biden got in, and then things got moving again.
Yeah.
What? Yep.
It was visible off the coast here.
We couldn't get anything. Paper towels.
What? Toilet paper. Toilet Kleenex. Paper.
Yeah.
Food.
Remember people hoarding? There was a Curb Your Enthusiasm scene about, you know, someone that was a hoarder. They're like, you were hoarding during COVID.
I love that. But this is one of those things where I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because... Right. You know, it used to be, you know, remember when Howard Dean went, yar, and everyone said, oh, well, that's done.
No, he's done.
That's it for him. Donald Trump presided over the deaths of 400,000 Americans during his final year in office. Yeah. Exactly 400,000. I think the 400,000th occurred right around Joe Biden's inauguration.
Yeah.
And that is an atrocity because mainly you can point to Donald Trump's incompetence, his lack of response to COVID, as directly contributing to all those deaths. And we just sort of go, we move along and we forget about it, and including the fact that there was a massive recession, there was massive job loss. Inflation during COVID, during 2020, was super duper low, but did it really matter? Because you didn't have a job, for God's sake. And as you said, we were wiping our butts with coffee filters and hoarding paper towels, or at least trying to. This was Donald Trump's America, and he's revising it. 2.9 million jobs lost.
I guess this is what we have to do, Bob. Don't get happy and just keep, like, all you can do is keep telling the story. Aaron Ruppar said, reminder, when Trump left office in January 2021, Biden inherited a 6.3% unemployment rate. It's now 3.7. 80,000 Americans died that month from COVID. The country is indisputably in better shape now. So you're absolutely right about, we cannot let the memory hole, the whole disastrous Trump presidency, before we even get to all his criminal convictions, right?
Right. Wage growth is exceeding the rate of inflation right now. I mean, we've got a record job creation streak that we haven't seen since the middle 1960s, for God's sake.
Yeah.
We are producing more oil than any nation has in the history of the world right now.
Yeah.
These are all things that are getting lost.
Trump lost 22 million jobs. Mm-hmm. That's doubles what Herbert Hoover lost. lost. It's like, right. Oh my God.
We need to be the messengers on the economy right now, because we got to get the word out. This is going to be the thing that's going to decide, I think, this coming up election. And we all just need to be tweeting about this, screaming about this wherever we can. The numbers are there. The math is there. The legacy, the records, the record for the Biden administration, it's all there. And we need to make sure we get the word out.
Absolutely.
And retweet, share, like everything.
Ron Klain, who said it best. Yes. I know Chris accuses me sometimes of being too happy-clappy about Biden, but I'm like, I legitimately love him. I think he is the best president, I think, possibly in my lifetime. I think he is an unbelievably decent man. And Ron Klain said the president has delivered the largest economic recovery since Roosevelt, the largest infrastructure plan since Eisenhower, the most judges confirmed since Kennedy, the second largest health care bill since Johnson, the largest climate change bill in history. Put simply, when you consider doing the job as president, getting things done, President Biden has had the best first term of any president in modern history. I mean, that's why I feel like I'm taking crazy pills when I see some of these polls, right?
Yeah. I mean, just imagine the bipartisan legislation that Joe Biden has gotten done, including this thing with the border that that Donald Trump is trying to kill.
With razor-thin majorities. I mean,
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has been a huge boom for factory construction, for example. There's three times as much factory construction going on right now than when Donald Trump was president.
Everything that Trump promised that didn't get done, Biden has gotten done. All right,
and this is in the most divisive political time of our lives.
Thank you.
And Joe Biden's still doing amazing things.
In spite of that yesterday, whatever that was with the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme. All right.
Exactly.
The Bob Seska Show, essential for America and democracy, sexyliberal.com. We love you, Bob.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, Joey.
Okay, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. Oh, look, the doggies are here.
Oh.
They're in their calming dog beds. Why?
Right.
They've had their little Dr. Marge Snickers one.
Oh, that's adorable.
They have a little breakfast snack first.
It's adorable.
Yes. Okay. I'm just telling you, all dogs, even picky dogs, love it. Picky kitties, like in Nico Catoya.
Yes.
Loves her nature's feast. Oh, him. His nature's feast. Pardon me. Oh, okay. He is Lord of the Roombas. I forgot.
Yes.
Okay. There are no sketchy ingredients in there. I checked the bag. I thought what I was feeding premium dog food for years. Oh, my God, Chris. Meat meal. That can be sawdust. It can be packing house scraps.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, it's ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, spinach.
Good stuff.
None of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, freeze-dried, raw, pantry-safe, lightweight, no thawing, no mess, no freezer or fridge space needed. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen the TV commercials. Don't get that.
No.
Get
that plops on the floor, then you
God. Dr. Marty's. My listeners get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order and a free pack of Chili's Dragons. Oh, I've awoken them. Okay. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Whatever happened to Tony Horton, the guy who created the revolutionary P90X?
2017, I was knocked down. A very rare type of shingles that went straight into my brain. My body was completely wasting away. I started researching everything related to building my muscle back again. That's when I learned about the potential of HMB plus vitamin D3 and what they can do when it comes to helping build new muscle.
So Tony developed high-impact protein by Power Life.
Just add one scoop of high-impact protein to a glass of water or your morning smoothie and enjoy the effects of that boss molecule and factory worker combination. Reshaping your body each and every day. More energy, burn more fat, and probably drop a few pounds along the way.
High Impact Protein by Power Life is a tasty once-a-day powder that comes in either whey or plant protein. Go to mypowerlife.com and use code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or text FITNESS to 511-511. Text FITNESS to 511-511 today.
All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX, Mad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
It's Black History Month, and civic media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jam from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jam.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. Frank Lugosi coming up. He has some thoughts on Tucker Carlson.
He has some thoughts on a lot
Putin's
of things.
Talking points on Russia.
Uh-huh.
On our Ukraine. Pardon me. Nick tweets, if there's one person that our laws don't apply to, then we are all at that person's mercy. That is not fair or right. I think this is why even non-lawyers, us lay people, can understand this ruling. Citizen Trump gets no immunity for any crimes committed in America. That is the only right call. We're not above the law. Oh. That's what that means. No one's above the law.
That's right.
Neil Katyal said, even though it was a terrible legal argument, absolute immunity was Trump's last best hope. He has always been terrified of a criminal trial, and of all of those procedural moves have been about forestalling it. Now the ground shifts with a trial looking very likely. Oh, that was a little thrill up my leg. We were talking to Bob Seska about that. I don't know what we do with our judicial system, but we've got to Trump-proof it somehow.
Yes.
That you can't just make some ridiculous argument that presumably could delay enough to have you escape justice.
Yep.
You can't just go, well, what if I have spidey sense and I'm also Aquaman, so the laws of gravity don't apply to me. What about that?
I can breathe underwater.
Right? And then obviously the courts are no.
Says no.
All the way up to the Supreme Court, but it's just this delay is...
Hopefully the certs with Retson will hurry it along.
Thank you. We need some certs. And if not, en banc. Okay, 58... 50.
En
banc.
There you go.
Is that adjacent to ennui?
No.
Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, we have Malcolm Nance, we have Frank Lugosi, we have Carlos Rocky all coming up.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.